Well, we're going to talk this morning. It's going to be a bit different. As you know, we've been talking through the series, That's Not What I Ordered. And Jason talked last week about that, just continuing on how your spouse is perfect. How many of you did the cards and actually gave them to your spouse? See, this table back here listens to me when I start. They do their homework. It's amazing. Yes, I do give them a little stipend at the end of each week, but we won't talk about that. So we're going to continue that this morning. You can still do it. Yes, we're going to get into that. You can still do it. We're going to start this morning with some questions. This is going to be a bit different. As you can tell, Kathleen's up here with me. I'm not going to be doing a talk or a lecture, if you will, this morning. I'm going to be facilitating a discussion for all of us. And so this is going to be a very interactive morning, so it's up to you as to how good this morning goes. If you sit there and stare at each other, we're going to have a long, long morning. But I have a feeling, based on how things started this morning, that I'm going to have a harder time getting you to listen to me again than I am going to get you to talk to one another. So we're going to start out with a question. And Kathleen and I will model each question for you. We'll give you our answers, and then we'll allow you to give your answers. What, you like that we model? I think we could be models. What do you think? Like for a razor. But anyway, this is the first question I have for you. What was included in your order for a spouse when you were single? So we talk a lot about that's not what I ordered. I imagine when you were single, you had some sort of list that you kept. So Kathleen actually had a list, like physically written down.
This was actually made, This was actually made right about the same time that I met Greg, interestingly enough.
She met me and she said, this is perfect, I'm going to write it all down. This is exactly what it is.
2001, this was my list.
So, since you're there, you started. So go ahead, you jumped in there. Give a couple of things off your list. So this is the thing. All I want you to do with this question, we're not going to go into it. Just read off a couple of things, tell a couple of things that were on your list, and that's it, and then stop.
No editing.
It's color-coded, too, isn't it?
It's not color-coded. Not this one. This isn't color-coded. Okay, a few things from my list were tall, dark, and handsome.
Hey, why is that so funny?
Hardworking. Good with money.
Did you need to clear your voice? Right?
I didn't clear my voice. It was okay. Derek. Confident and ambitious.
There you go. So some of my things were I wanted a Texan. I wanted someone shorter than me. These are deep things. And I wanted like a laid-back, bubbly, cheerleader-type person. Those were my things. So we're going to give you a few minutes to go around the table and tell us your things. So take a few minutes now. So I want to ask another question now. I know you're having great interaction. I want to keep that going. So the next question for you to answer going around the table is this. List 1 to 2 things that you received that you did not order, but you realize now you needed. Yeah. So I'll start. So like I said, one of the things that I ordered was this like cheerleader type, laid back type person. Well, Kathleen is not laid back, if you know her. She is like, if there's a type A plus, that's Kathleen. She's constantly going. Now, I am probably a little too laid back at times. So there have been so many good things that have come for me because of this and having somebody in our family that keeps things moving, that keeps things going. I mean, if it was left up to me, I mean, we would all sit on the couch eating chips all the time. I mean, it would be really sad. So we keep going and we stay active. That's one thing that she brought into our family that I didn't think that I needed. I didn't think that I wanted. But when I got it and now that I have it, I'm so, so grateful for it. Because it's kept our family moving forward, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's something that I got that I didn't order that I really needed.
And mine would be the same, but in reverse. I thought I wanted someone who was like ambitious and driven. And now after 12 years of marriage, I realized that if I were married to someone that was wired like me, it would have been a disaster. And as much as his laid-backness drives me crazy sometimes, God knew that I needed that to temper my personality and to temper our family, the atmosphere and life of our family. So I am thankful. He helps me not take myself so seriously and have fun and lighten up. And I'm a mere shadow of what I used to be. And it's a good thing. It's good. You know, you temper each other after you're together for a while. And so that's good. I'm thankful for his influence on me in that way.
Great. So now it's your turn. Okay, now I want to bring us back to the beginning of this series. The first day that Jason started talking on That's Not What I Ordered, he put this verse up on the screen. And I want to read it for you now. This is Ephesians 3:20, and it says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or imagine, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I want to emphasize one part of this that you may have missed the first time that he read through it. And it's this little part that's set aside by the commas. It says, according to the power at work within us. It's not according to the power that will be at work within you, the power that may be at work within you, but the power that is at work within you. If you're a Christian sitting in this room, if you have Christ in you, that power's at work in you. That power's been at work in you. That power is continuing work in you. And the way that I see your compliments that your spouse has for you, the complimentary gifts that they give to you, is like this. This is God working in you. It's God working through your spouse to refine you, to make you better. You know, we talk a lot about two becoming one. How two people become one person. And that, in a lot of ways, is what happens. So many times when we didn't get what we ordered, it's because God ordered something different. He ordered us to be a better person than maybe we ordered ourselves to be. And so he gave us a spouse that will complement us and encourage those gifts in us that maybe we didn't even know we had. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to point out this morning. That's what I wanted you to see by this exercise. But one of the things that I do know is that oftentimes there are things that aren't within our marriage that happen to our marriage that maybe God is using to refine us, or maybe they're just attacks from outside of our marriage. Maybe they're just worldly attacks that we have to deal with and that God has equipped us as one now to handle. And so the next question that we're going to look at, I wanted to read through this verse. This kind of makes that point. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says this, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." There are things that are outside your marriage. There are those instances in life that just happen. It could be something that, like job-related. It could be something with pregnancies or, for us, miscarriages. It could be family situations, just different things that are happening in your life that your spouse helps you through. And so the next question that I have for you is, tell us of a time in your life when you were attacked by something not of your own doing that affected your marriage. Share how your spouse's gifts, how your spouse's gifts helped you through this time. So to start, I'll share with some things that happened early on in our marriage. And some of you have heard me talk about this before. We'd been married about a year and a half. I got a call May 18th, I'll never forget. My dad called me and told me that they just found out that my mom had stage 4 cancer. On June 16th, we had her funeral. So within a month, she passed away. 3 years later, we were actually out celebrating our anniversary, and I got a call from my sister. My dad had remarried, and that's a different story, but he'd lived out on some property, was in a little John boat boating around, and the boat capsized, and she called me to let me know they can't find dad. And he died in an accident, a boating accident. Well, that is tragic, and it was horrible. And I am, just to let you know a little about me, I am all right here. Everything is right here with me. It's all gut. I am not necessarily a thinker. I am a feeler. And I have a tendency in situations like that to react with my gut and to overreact and to have maybe some negative things take place. Well, I've been married to Kathleen for a year and a half. Kathleen is like steady Eddie and through situations like that. So when my mom died, I still had some of those gut emotional reactions, but Kathleen helped keep me grounded. I come from a family of gut reaction people. She kind of helped us all stay grounded during that time. And then 3 years later, during the experience with my dad, I even felt more even keel. And I do attribute that to Kathleen's influence on me. I had changed in those years of being married to Kathleen. She helped me not approach those situations with this gut emotional reaction. I still was emotional. I still had those times. But by God's grace and by Kathleen's help, I was able to handle that much differently than I would have alone. So for me, that was an attack that came outside of our marriage, something that we didn't have control over, that she helped me through. And you wanted to share one too.
Yeah, for me, I was just thinking about Greg is so laid back and he's more of a feeler, and that makes him a very supportive and loyal friend and spouse. And so some of the trials that I was thinking about for myself personally were all related to childbearing. After I had a fantastic first pregnancy, but then after that my thyroid started going crazy, but we didn't know that's what it was at the time, and I had all kinds of miscarriages and just a lot of emotional ups and downs, and I got a lot of responses from doctors like, you're just, you know, a tired new mom, and that's what I heard for several years, and then was eventually diagnosed with a thyroid disease and then an autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's. But anyway, throughout that whole time I was so thankful for Greg's support. He's so supportive. And again, I think about, you know, if I really had married somebody who was ambitious and driven, I don't think Greg just always has the time and the emotional bandwidth to support me through those things. And he's the kind of guy who's like, you know, whatever you need, we'll do it. If you need to go gluten-free, I'll do it with you. Like, our whole family will do it. He's just so supportive and encouraging in that way. So that was a huge blessing to me. Yeah.
So what I want you to do now is talk through these times. It could have been something like what we shared. It could be something else. But I'm sure there's times in everyone's life where you've experienced something like this, to where those gifts that your spouse has that maybe you didn't order helped you through it. So take a few minutes now and share. One thing to keep in mind when you're going through trials as a couple is this verse. It's Romans 8, 37 and 38. It says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." At Homefront, we talk a lot about two different things that we're all about. One is good biblical teaching. We didn't have a lot of that this morning. But the other is community. And hopefully you've experienced that so far this morning. I want us to take our relationships in Homefront to another level, to a deeper level. In Acts 2, the first church talks about a few things that they were all about. And it says this: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. Sounds familiar, right? Good biblical teaching, community. To the breaking of bread and prayer. That explains community. And everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Do you have that? One of the things that Kathleen and I did early on in our marriage when we were going through several trials is we started a book. We called it the Miracle Book, because what we did is we got together and we just prayed once a week specifically for some of the challenges, the miscarriage stuff, the family death stuff, job situations. And it's been interesting to go back to these books and look through and see what God time and time again did because we reached out to him, because we realized that nothing can come in between us and the love that God has for us and what he can do in our lives. And so this morning, what I want us to do is I want us to focus on that second part of community, prayer. We don't do that often in Homefront, but for our table time here at the end, I know you're all going through different situations. I know there are things, there are challenges right now that someone at your table is facing. We just talked about a lot that we've come through, possibly. There are things that are going through right now. And I want us to take the last 10 or 15 minutes that we have here right now and just take that time to pray for one another. We probably won't get to spend as much time as we'd like in prayer, so that'll be your homework as well, to pray for these things. But let's just take some time now and pray around the table for the challenges that we may be facing.